been having fun. The teens are finishing their verses in there, and they'll be coming in. This has been a great week. A lot of fun. We've had some good guys. Then there was a bad guy that showed up this week, too. All right, let us first start with prayer, and we'll bring the teens in. Teens, come on in. Come on in, teens. All right, verse time is done. Come on in. All right, good. Did anybody see a little kid?
Sometimes our ears want
to listen to things that they shouldn't listen to. Our eyes want to look at things that they shouldn't look at. Our feet want to go in places where we shouldn't be. That's not good for us. That's called the flesh. The flesh is out to get us. And what's the last enemy? The flesh, the devil, and it's all around us. The world. The world system. Good. The world system is run by who? Satan. But he runs this world system and it's always trying to pull us down. Destroy us. So that we got to keep on guard. That's why we need to be armed up with the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and the shield of faith. And once you know Jesus as your Savior, then you can arm yourself every day by reading His Word and praying. Alright, keep your eyes peeled for the bad guy. Bad guy, where are you? Who is the broke Donald Corporation leader? But the good news is, I have my shield of faith and my sword of the Spirit. You! I'm coming back to get you!
This is so crazy.
keep us from our sins destroying us. So all we have to do in Romans 10:13, Romans 10:9, help me, young people, that if thou shalt confess
with thy mouth, thou shalt be saved.
That thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever, you can put your name in there, for Mr. Buford shall call upon the name of the Lord, Mr. Buford shall be saved. Isn't that wonderful?
It's
you
amazing.
You know you're saved in all the way through what Jesus did for you. Would you like to do that right now, Mr. Buford? Trust Christ as your Savior?
What does these ones think?
Yeah, well, you know, yes. It doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. It's most important that you know for sure you're saved. Okay, we can pray right now. All right, let's pray. Would you like to do that? Would you like to ask Jesus to save you? All right, good. Say, dear Heavenly Father, if you can say it out loud, Mr. Buford.
Dear Heavenly Father,
I admit that I'm a sinner and have broken your law and deserve judgment in hell, as the Bible says. But I believe that Jesus died on the cross for my sins and rose from the grave. I repent of all my sins and believe on Jesus as my Savior. Take me to heaven when I die. And help me to live for you each day. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Let's get Mr. Buford a round of applause. Hey, can you come back tonight and instead of shooting at us, can you shoot the bad guys with us? The world, the flesh, and the devil. We can have some fun together. What do you think? All right. He's going to be on our team. Let's give him a big hand. So tonight, come on back tonight, young people, 7 o'clock for our closing program. Everyone gets an award tonight. And then if you've worked hard on your verses and on your songs and doing different things, you might be able to get a trophy too. So come on back tonight. Everyone gets something tonight. And then if you can, bring a food item with you to share. We're going to have a good food time, food fellowship afterward in our fellowship hall that we can enjoy together. Okay. All right, food challenge time. Where's Mr. Danny and Mr. David? Oh, boy. I had no idea, but thank you so much. Mr. David is a food challenge expert.
Basically, I want to feed somebody.
Can I feed someone?
I want to feed someone.
No, you can eat. Okay, this is for the team.
Okay, kids versus the team. Now, the good news is, kids, this is...
Vanilla pudding.
What? Yes.
All
right. Someone on this side.
Oh,
vanilla pudding.
Yeah, we got
kids.
We're
free.
Wait.
Have you done one yet?
I want to eat it.
Amazon, so.
Two spoonful head starts. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
You said this is chicken, right?
Just do it.
Okay, if you win for your team, not only do you get points, but you also get a prize from the snack. Actually, you get a soda. Pops, you get a soda to wash it down. Get a can of soda. All your own. Okay. In the fridge, Mr. Dave, I have cans of soda. Okay. All right, cheer your team on. This one's worth it. She's younger than you.
Go, go. I'm going to
go. Get set. Go.
Go, go, go.
Thank you.
couldn't hear you.
This is Imani.
Imani?
Maya.
Hi, let's say hi, Imani.
Hi, Imani.
Hi, Maya.
Hi, Maya.
All right, now on this side, you have two more visitors, okay? Let's have, maybe, can you tell us your name? What's your name? Kaylee, let's say hi, Kaylee.
Hi, Kaylee.
What's your name? And let's say hi, Jace.
Hi, Jace.
All right, great job. And what's your favorite food? We'll start over here.
Tacos.
Tacos, what's your favorite food? Same, okay, what's your favorite food? Tacos, you like them?
Tacos.
Oh, yeah, who doesn't like a good taco, right? Excellent, okay. All right, so now we're gonna put on our song that we've been learning some sign language this week, along with a song about God. And so if you could help us with the sign, adult leaders, come on up, help us with the sign language. And kids, try to do it. This is actually ASL, American Sign Language. So if you certain words they pick out and they actually do the sign language for it. So adult leaders, come on up. Kids, stand up. And if you're little and you can't see, maybe you can step out up front or wherever you can see from, so we can sing this song together. Here we go. Verse page. I think we have extra verse pages back there. Okay? Raise your hand if you need a verse page. Some of you can't read yet. That's okay. You'll learn. You'll learn this year and next year. School. All right. Everyone get a verse page. In a little bit, we're going to go over to garden next door. It's so beautiful. Mrs. Stewart's garden has been in Better Homes and Gardens magazine. And we're going to have a nice walkthrough and just see God's beautiful creation. But before we do that, let's say our verses and listen to our lesson today. Okay, let's say yesterday's verse, John 14:2. Let's say it together. John 14:2. Let's do it with the song. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. John 14:2. Going to be one day. Heaven is so huge. It's wonderful. It's beautiful. We get to imagine. All right, Friday's verse is long, so we're just going to do the first half of Friday's verse, Philippians 2:10. Let's try it together. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Philippians 2:10. Let's try it again. Philippians 2:10. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Okay. Philippians 2:10. Okay. Let's practice. Tonight we have something special. Tonight we're going to we're going to come up to the verses and your song with your parents, for your parents and for your grandparents. So maybe we could practice a little bit. So let's have the kids come up front. Come on up. And let's practice saying. All right. Actually, you know what? I changed my mind. We're going to have our lesson. Go over the garden, then we'll practice later, okay? So have a seat. Thank you. Thank you for your willingness. All right, let us turn to our Bibles, too, this morning as we look at heaven. We're looking at our final destination today. Our final destination is heaven. And turn your Bibles to Revelation 21. Revelation 21. How many have ever played bingo before? Raise your hand if you played bingo. Okay, we're going to play some final destination bingo. Okay, so we're going to pass out a bingo chart to each one of you. And we're going to give them each a crayon or a pencil or something to mark their bingo sheets. Okay, so everyone gets one of these. Here you go. There you go. Okay, let's see. Miss Nancy, can you pass these out for us?
Sure.
To all the kids, just the kids. Bingo board, here you go. Let's see, Chase, Dave, and one. There you go. These are my seven. All right, so that's all the bingo boards we have. So, okay, is anyone... What's that? Okay, if you can share without being a okay, all right. So, what we're going to do is we're going to look at some things that are up in heaven and that aren't up in heaven. It says in Revelation 21, all these wonderful truths. Okay, so let us pray as we begin. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time to read your word today. Help us understand it. We thank you for the love that you have for us in preparing us a place to go when we leave this earth. Lord, we thank you so much for your love. And we pray that you would help us to learn more about Jesus and what he's done. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so here we see first.
Okay.
We're gonna give you, everyone has a bingo board. Does everyone have a crown?
No.
Ms. Carol's got them. Okay, we're going to get crowns. Now, this is what the new heaven and the new earth will not be. Jonathan, do you have the different symbols? What the new heaven and the new earth will not be. Okay, check. It might be on the lesson. Okay. Number one thing, it says in Revelation 21 and verse 27, it says, "And there shall in no wise enter into anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life." So heaven is not populated with what? The first thing, look for this symbol on your thing, and Ms. Gibson will give you a marker or a crayon. To what you're gonna do is you're gonna cross it off with an X. Okay, if you have this symbol on your board, good. All right, you're gonna cross that off with an X with the marker that Mrs. Gibson's gonna give you. This symbol right there. This symbol. No sin in heaven. Isn't that wonderful? We won't have to struggle with our sin nature anymore. We won't have to say, "Oh, I feel guilty again." None of that will happen. Why? Because there will be no sin in heaven, only perfection. Number two thing. All right, does everyone cross that out? No sin? The sin one. Okay. Okay, yeah, cross out the free space too, okay? You can cross out the free space, okay? Good. All right. Number two thing that will not be in heaven is this up here. Look at that. No, none of us will be sitting on a cloud playing a harp and people. That's not what heaven's going to be like. Think of the coolest party of all. Think of Christmas, your best birthday, the best trip you've ever had. There's so many amazing adventures enjoying God forever up in heaven that we will do. So none of the people sitting on clouds. Number three, no turning people into angels with halos. People turning to angels with halos, okay? We won't be looking like this up in heaven. You can cross that out on your screen there, on your bingo board. Cross that out. We won't become little angels with halos and be boring and all that stuff. Nope. That's not going to be in heaven. The Bible is clear that when you die, you don't turn into an angel. You'll still be a person with a new and improved body, a new you. Pretty cool. 1 Corinthians 15:51. Next thing that you want to cross out is the sun. The Bible says in Revelation 21 and verse 22, "And I saw the temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it, and the city had no need of the sun." The sun is not needed up in heaven because Jesus will be the sun. Okay? So what a great, beautiful place that's going to be. The Lord himself will be the light. Okay, another thing that won't be up in heaven is this. What does that represent?
Friends.
Fear. Fear or scariness. There's going to be no one getting scared up in heaven. You know why? Why is that? Because there's nothing to be afraid of ever again. No robbers, no war, no tornadoes, no storms. No bad guys up in heaven. And so it's a good thing Mr. Buford got saved today, so he can go to heaven. heaven too, right? No bad guys up in heaven. Okay, so we have to trust Jesus as our Savior in order to go to heaven. And it doesn't mean we're always going to be good, but it means that now we can confess our sins every day and we become a child of God. You can never lose your sonship, which once you become a child of God. And then there's one other thing that won't be there. No more. Let me find this. Ah, oh, this one here. What does this represent? Paris?
Sadness.
No more sadness up in heaven. Because nothing to cry about up in heaven. There won't be any bullies fighting or separation anymore. No, that we will not be sad. Okay, then the next one. Another thing that's not in heaven. Is everyone crossing these things off?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What does this represent in heaven? No what? No Band-Aids. Why are we not going to need any more Band-Aids up in heaven?
Because you can't get hurt in heaven.
That's right. You can't get hurt in heaven. Ever been hurt, sick, or go to the hospital? Well, guess what? There's no hospitals, medicine, adhesive bandages, wheelchairs, or anything like that. Our new bodies will always be in perfect shape. And we won't even get pricked by thorns or thistles. All right, another thing that won't be in heaven is this one right here. Cross this off your sheet. Everyone see that? What is it?
Death.
What does it represent, Karen?
Death.
No more tombstones in heaven. Why? The funerals are not fun. But one of the best things about heaven is there won't be any more death. Revelation 21 and verse 4 says, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." Okay, wait, I didn't put up a new one yet. Don't cross off that one yet. All right, next one is... yes, this one. Guess what else won't be happening up in heaven? That one there. No boring. No boringness up in heaven. You can cross that one off. Okay? That up in heaven is going to be pretty neat because there will be so many interesting things to do. Think of the favorite things you like to do. What are some of the favorite things you like to do here on earth? Yes?
Go places.
Take a trip. Guess what? In heaven, it's going to be 100. It's going to literally the half of the United States. If you do the math. The 10,000 furlongs and all that. Half the United States, wide and long, but it's not one-dimensional like our Earth. It's three-dimensional. So it's just as cool, high, and wide. And so there's so much room for mansions all in it and all upward and downward and inward and outward, and we're going to be able to fly. It's going to be so cool. So it's not going to be boring. And not only that, you'll think of all the famous people in the Bible. So you'll be able to hang out with Moses, Joseph, Esther, Mary. You'll get to meet them, your friends, your relatives who know Christ as Savior. You won't have to say goodbye anymore. And all those wonderful things. Okay, now, so cross that one off. Now we're going to look at what the new heaven and earth will be. Okay, what it will be because Jesus... be there. Okay, number one. Okay, now what you're going to do is you're going to circle. You're going to circle now. Circle these things. Okay, the city called the New Jerusalem. Cities can be cool, but they're nothing compared to this amazing city on the new earth called the New Jerusalem. It'll be huge and so beautiful you can't even imagine it. The New Jerusalem. This city is so huge, it pales any earthly city by a minuscule comparison. Okay, so circle that one. You circled it? Don't cross it off. Circle it. Yep. Okay, good. Good. Okay, next one you want to circle is this one here. That one. Circle that one on your page. What does that mean? Anyone who is God's child, who has turn from their sins, believe on Jesus, will be doing, will be in a new earth, because it is a joy-filled, happy place, because Jesus will be there. Revelation 22 and verse 4 talks about heaven. It says, and they shall see his face, and we are happy, because we will see Jesus. Okay, then. If you new and improved earth. Okay, let's look for the new and improved earth. New and improved earth. Oh, there we go. I know this symbol for the new and improved earth. Okay, find this one. Find that one. The new and improved earth. Okay, good. The new heaven and new earth will be exactly that. New. Way back at the beginning of time, the Garden of Eden was a beautiful and perfect place. But then remember what happened? Adam and Eve did what?
They sinned.
They sinned. They took of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The serpent tempted Eve and said, oh, doesn't this fruit look good? Why don't you eat this fruit? She said, well, wait, God told us not to eat. Yay, hath God said? He just didn't want you to become as God, knowing good and evil. And so he tricked Eve, he tempted Eve, and Eve said, yeah, you know what, the fruit does look good. And it does look like it tastes good. And yeah, maybe I will be wise. And she took the fruit, and she ate it. And she plunged us all, and then she gave to Adam. And you know what happened when Adam ate it? He plunged all of us into sin. That's why when you're little, no one has to teach you how to sin. That's why no one has to say, hey, you know, say no to your mom sometimes. No one has to teach us that. No one has to teach us to be disrespectful or to be disobedient or to lie or to cheat or steal. Why? Because that's ingrained in us. Because we got it from the very first man and woman that lived here on earth. We were born with a sin nature. That's what the Bible says in Genesis 3. But the good news is that God said, I will make provision for your sins. And he sent, he killed an animal for them and made coats of skins to cover their nakedness. And he had to kick them out of the garden. But then he said, you can work and provide for yourself. And now man has to work by the sweat of our brow. And ladies have to work hard too. But then in childbearing, it's very hard. It didn't used to be that way. And also, all the curse happened to the earth because of sin. And so we still see the effects today, and things are actually not getting better and better. As you look at the news, are things getting better and better? Is mankind reforming themselves? No, we're getting worse and worse. Why? Because of sin nature. But Jesus said that one day he's going to come back. And so we've got to be ready for that day. We've got to know him as our Savior, so we're ready when he comes back, that we'll go to be with him. Okay, then we see the new and improved earth. Okay, then we see Jesus as the King of Kings in heaven. Wonderful thing there. Jesus is the King of Kings. And Lord of Lords, what do you think that represents? The crown. The crown. Jesus is the King of Kings. He
Bingo.
Wears the crown.
Bingo.
Wait, here's how you have to win. Okay, I'll tell you how you have to win. Okay, we'll look at your sheets afterward and we'll see who wins. Okay, so the King of Kings crown, you want to circle that. Okay, the next symbol that we want to look at is a cube-shaped city. Cube-shaped city. Did you guys see that? What do you think that one is?
It's kind of like a rectangle.
It's a square there. Okay, do you see that one? Let's see. Cube-shaped city. Oh, wait. There we go. Okay, this one. This is the cube-shaped city. You guys see that symbol?
Yeah.
Okay, circle that. In that John wrote about the new heaven and new earth in Revelation 2:21-10, it's cut as a city coming down out of heaven in the shape of a cube. Okay, then remember, it's not one-dimensional like here on earth. It's four-dimensional. Three, not just three-dimensional, but four-dimensional. Okay, then the next one is gate with pearls. Find the gate with pearls. What do you think that one is? Gate with pearls. There's 12 gates that guard the entrances to the city, and each of the 12 gates are made of one pearl, it says in the Bible.
Oh,
Can you imagine how big that pearl is? Woo! God can do that because he made the pearls. There's sulfur. There's a certain type of sulfur here on Earth that is unlike any other sulfur that exists anywhere else. The sulfur that exists by volcanoes is about 44% pure. It's like the green sulfur. But there is a sulfur here on Earth that's like 97% pure and it's white. And you know where that sulfur is found? Found right around the Dead Sea, where old Sodom and Gomorrah and the three other cities of the plain used to be. And that's when God rained fire and brimstone out of heaven in Genesis chapter 19. Sure enough, that's the only place on Earth where you have pure sulfur. Okay, so just another fact that God is the great scientist. He is the great chemist. He is the great mathematician. Okay, then golden jewels. Find the golden jewels.
Bingo.
Found the golden jewels? Okay, hold on. That's for the golden jewels. Okay, you got to circle that. Okay, good. Okay. Then the next thing is that we'll be given golden jewels as rewards if you know Jesus as Savior for the good things you do for others and the things you do to worship God. Then there's a throne in the center of the city, Revelation 21:1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And Revelation 22:1 says, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. There's a throne in the center of the city, and that, of course, who sits on the throne?
God.
God, and next to his throne, there's another throne. On the right hand of God is Jesus' throne. That's right. Okay, then, we're almost done here. We're almost done. Then the tree of life. Find the tree of life in the city. In heaven, there's a tree of life, and we will never perish up in heaven. There, what you know that tree of life used to be in the Garden of Eden? Adam and Eve could eat of that tree of life every day, but then God had to take away the tree of life out of the garden because of sin. Okay, then, so everyone found the tree? All right, the next one is Jesus is your Lord and friend. Jesus is your Lord and friend. What do you think that is represented by? Says Lord and friend. Okay, find Lord and friend. That's where you're going to look for. Okay, then we work and serve. It may not be your idea of fun to work, but a new heaven and a new earth.
Bingo.
We will rest. We'll be able to rest in the Lord, and our labor will not be labor anymore. It'll be serving God, and we will love it. Because we'll have a perfect body. And it will be our rest. Okay, so work and serve. Let's see. What's that one? Work and serve. Do you guys find the meaning or the symbol for that one?
Yeah.
The hammer and the pliers. Okay?
Bingo.
Okay, and then the next one, the wolf and the lamb.
Bingo.
We'll live together. The wolf and the lamb. Okay, you see the wolf and the lamb there? That's pictured by this. The lion and the lamb will lay together up in heaven because there will be peace. And then, hold on, there's two more. Revelation 19:9. How many like parties? Like parties? Well, in Revelation 19:9 it says, and he said unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, these are the true sayings of God. That we're going to the wolf and the lamb and the lion and the lamb. Make sure you circle those two.
Lion and the lamb
and the wolf and the lamb. Then the celebration emoji. Okay, find the celebration emoji. Everyone find that one.
Bingo.
The one with the birthday hat. Circle the birthday hat. And the last one, Lamb's Book of Life, Revelation 21:27. There is one winner in this, but I'm not going to tell you who it is that's going to win yet.
I'm done.
Okay, Revelation 21:27 says, "And there shall in no wise enter anything that defileth, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life." Okay, that's the book, okay? So we have to get our name written down in the book. How do we get our name written down in the Lamb's book of life? Aaliyah?
Good.
Not for being good. Remember, we can't work our way to heaven. God says, "For by grace are saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." If we could be good to get to heaven, you know what we'd all do? We'd all get up there and say, "Ah, look what I did to get to heaven. I did this, and I did that, and I did this." We'd just, oh, man, no one would want to be there, because everyone would be holding their ears, because everybody would be applauding themselves. No, God says, "Not of works, lest any man should boast." It's by who? How do we get into heaven? Azaria? By getting saved, by believing on Jesus. Just like Mr. Buford did this morning, by he said he was a sinner before God. And he told the Lord he was sorry, he was repenting of his sins, and he believed on Jesus. And Jesus shed blood. Remember, Jesus died on that cross to save you and I from our sins, and he paid that awful price. You and I should have been up there that day at Calvary. But thank God that he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. We don't have a picture of that, but... All right. So, here's the... I'll tell you how the person won, okay? Oh, but wait, we have our puppet pal. Hey, do they have a puppet pal around here? Oh, wait, Polly, you ready to see a puppet pal? Okay. All right, we're going to wait on our puppet pal. So, okay, here's how you will win. Okay, look at your bingo card. If your bingo card has X's and O's all the way around the outside of the card, bring it on. X's and O's all the way around the outside of the card. Okay? Okay, all right. Let's see, hold on a second. Somebody's got one. Let me look at them.
What?
Okay, bring your card up. I want to see it.
What's supposed to happen? What am I supposed to do?
Okay, let me see the card.
I'll be counting
it. Maybe it was this one. So the winning card has X's and O's all the way around the outside. Let's see what's that? Scattered, okay.
What does he mean X's and O's all the way?
Okay, here, hold on. I'm going to read the directions again one more time just to make sure I got this right, okay?
We don't have X's and O's around it.
What are you supposed to do with this?
Okay, everyone have a seat. Oh, the first to get the whole outside perimeter covered, making a block O wins. Ah, so that's what it is. Okay, so, boy, I don't think I should have said that at the beginning. But basically, the first one to get the whole outside covered. I don't think we have a winner because I didn't say that. I'm sorry. Okay, so that means everybody wins today. Everyone gets to pick out the prize box today. So, we'll have that in a little bit. But first, let's see our puppet Sky. Call Mrs. Sky. Miss Sky!
Hey,
Sky!
Hey,
everybody. What's up?
Hi, Sky. Are you feeling better? Yesterday she was sick. Well, he was sick, and he transmitted it to her. But praise the Lord, they're both feeling better. Now, that's great!
And I started work to travel.
Where are you going to travel to, Miss Skye?
To the best place in all time, my grandma's house.
I'm sure your grandma's house is fun, but I don't agree it's the best place. place ever, Miss Sky.
Why not? Where are you going, Grandma?
Well, there's a better place coming. Think of every fun and wonderful place in the world. Every person you love, everything you love. And guess what? The place I'm thinking about is still even better than that.
Impossible.
No, it's not. It's the new heaven and the new earth. It's where we'll live someday if we're the children of God.
What makes the best place ever?
Well, the Bible tells us there will be no more crying, sadness, or bad things there. It's a beautiful place with all good things.
That's exciting. I've never experienced
that. Exactly. And do you know the best part, Miss Sky? That's right, you'll love hanging out with him and all the other Christians who've ever lived.
Will it be getting boring? I mean, it's going to last forever.
No, we won't get bored. It will be like all the wonderful things on earth, only better.
This is going to be so cool.
It really is. I'm really, 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 really looking forward to it someday. Miss Sky?
I think I'm going to go draw a picture of what I imagine the new heaven. A new earth to look at.
That sounds like fun. Well, I'm glad you stopped by. Miss Sky, can we see you tonight at the closing program at 7 p.m.?
Sure. Bye.
All right. Bye. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, all right, great job. Okay, now follow me. We're going to go outside.